Okay, yes. Let's, can we, no, then go back, yeah. In Christ we were saved forever. And let's go, okay. Yeah, the next. Okay, and that's all, okay, project, okay? Let's proclaim this statement here together. Ready? Begin.
My salvation cannot be canceled. Once I become a child of God, then I'm forever a child of God. Amen.
Amen. Talk to somebody. You're saved forever.
You're saved forever.
Talk to somebody. Your salvation cannot be canceled.
Your salvation cannot be canceled.
Hallelujah. Is God great or what? Hallelujah. I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Salvation is 100% up to God.
Amen.
Amen. Is from Him, is by Him, is through Him, and is everything He's what He started, He will accomplish it. He will finish it. Amen.
Amen.
It's not of us, it's of Him. It's a gift, completely a gift to you.
Amen.
And we have received that gift by saying Amen to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So I shared 2 weeks ago two reasons why we are saved forever. If we are saved once, we are saved forever. First reason, because of God's grace and love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's grace is freely given to us. Therefore, what He gave to you, He will not take it back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is faithful. He cannot cancel the salvation because that was a gift for you. Amen.
Amen.
Second, because of God's love. Listen, His love is unfailing. Amen.
Amen.
His love is forever.
Amen.
Once you receive His love, it will stay with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your grace and love. And second reason, God has saved us with a plan in His mind. And that plan cannot be failed. That plan cannot be failed. God's plan is perfect.
Amen.
God's plan is completed.
Amen.
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 Your plan, my plan, always have ups and downs, and we make mistakes all the time. It's incomplete. But God's plan is completed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will never, never, ever fail because He is God.
Amen.
Jesus is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to give you a third reason. Third reason is because we are born again means we are child of God. Look at this, John chapter 1, verse 12. Ready? Come on, church. Loud voice. Begin.
Yet to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God.
Become what?
Children of God.
Become what?
Children of God.
Become what?
Children of God.
Children of God forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you receive Jesus Christ, that means you believe in His name. If you believe in His name, then you have received Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is His name, church? What is His name?
Jesus Christ!
What is His name?
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ, right? Hallelujah. Come on this side, ready? Bible says, if you call on His name, you will be
saved!
So we're proud to call on His name, hallelujah. Because there's no name above His name, hallelujah.
Amen.
His name is the highest, His name is the peak, His name is the powerful, hallelujah.
Amen.
All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus!
Amen.
So we want to call His name, and we want to be awakened, our body, our soul, and spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus!
Just this side. It's okay. This side now. This side. Lord Jesus. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus!
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you receive Jesus, listen. You will become a children of God. You will become children of God. But look at the scripture now. You will become children of God, but before that words, what is the word there? God gave you the what?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
God gave you the what?
Right.
The right to become children of God. And that word right means power.
Amen.
That word right means authority.
Amen.
You know what? As soon as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have authority as a child of God, as a children of God. You have authority over the demons.
Amen.
You have authority over the world.
Amen.
You have authority over your flesh.
Amen.
Your flesh wants to go against God and sin against God. But you know what? You have authority to say no to your flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say, no. You talk to your flesh now, okay? No.
No. No.
Your flesh wants to steal something. Your flesh wants to lie something. Then what are you going to say?
No.
Your flesh wants to go after the lust. The lust of eyes, lust of the flesh. What are you going to say?
No.
Your flesh wants to go after the money. You, the lovers of the money, right? You want to love the money. What do you got to say?
No!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Yes to Jesus, no to the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say yes to Jesus.
Yes to Jesus.
No to the flesh.
No to the flesh.
Everybody say yes to Jesus.
Yes to Jesus.
No to the devil.
No to the devil.
Say yes to Jesus.
Yes to Jesus.
No to the world.
No to the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you have an authority.
Amen.
Amen. African style, amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. I shocked the baby. Baby cried because I shocked him. Forgive me. Everyone say amen. Ready? Amen.
Amen.
No, there's no spirit of Africa. There's no spirit of Africa. Only the African brothers now. Only the African brothers. Ready? Amen. Shija.
Amen.
You see that? There's a spirit now. You got it, right? Yeah. Amen. You have to lean a little bit longer so that you feel like Africa. You understand? Africa. Amen. Oh, I feel like going to Africa. Amen. I love Africa. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
Pastor Toga, you see how you are contagious. You are contagious. You are contagious of all of us. You're very attractive, Pastor. Well, God bless you. That's why. Amen. Amen. You see that? You see that? You have a right to become children of God.
Amen.
You can overcome the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that children of God cannot be canceled. Amen.
Amen.
Come, take. Oh, he's handsome. When did you start singing? Oh, he's a very good singer. Anyway, let's say he's my son. I'm showing an illustration now. He's my son. But he's being a bad boy now. Bad boy, not good boy. He's against me. He's rebellious. He's being very bad. This illustration, right? So I said, I'm going to cancel you as my son. So let's go to the court now. Court. And then go to court. And then talk to the court, the judge. And say, he's my son. Okay? He's born from me. But he's not being a good boy. So I decided to cancel our relationship. Father, son, I would like to cancel it. Judge, please erase his name from our family's record. Okay? The judge says, okay, it's up to you. It's your choice. So I'm going to erase David, his name from your family's record. Record. Okay? Now, what happened? The record is gone. Cancel. Does that mean he's no longer my son?
No.
You tell me. Does that mean he's no longer my son?
No.
He is my son. Still, he is my son. Although record may be erased, but the gene is same. The blood is same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seed is the same. The DNA is same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
If you're born from God, you're born from God, the DNA is same.
Amen.
The DNA is same.
Amen.
The blood is same.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The seed is same.
Amen.
And the seed is called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The blood is called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The DNA is called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you getting me? Once you're born of God, you are child forever.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
Those punky pastors or leaders, those who say your salvation can't be canceled. No. It will not. Because God is faithful.
Amen.
God is not like me. God is not like you. God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
1 John 5:1. Read it together. Genesis. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 3:22. Ready? Begin.
And the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.
Eat and live what?
Forever.
Eat and live what?
Forever.
Bible says, now God worried. God was concerning about Adam. Well, after he committed sin, God's concern was if he eats the tree of life, he will live forever. then there's no chance for him to turn back and be saved. Because he was a sinner and he will stay as a sinner forever. You see? That's why God wanted to protect him and save Adam and give him a chance to be saved. That's why God had to protect the tree of life with the flaming sword. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Now you understand why God forbid Adam from eating the tree of life. Because God loves Adam. Hallelujah. And you have to pay attention to the word forever. You see, if you eat the tree of life, you will live forever. Amen. You eat the tree of life, you will live forever. The Bible says, amen.
Amen.
You live forever.
Amen.
But guess what? We didn't eat the tree of life, the fruit. We didn't, no one here ate the fruit. We ate the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ate the living bread, or living water of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, remember the communion, whenever we had communion, right? The wine symbols of his blood. The bread symbolized of his flesh, his body. So we ate his flesh and his blood, which is the symbol for his life. We drank and we ate the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we will live forever.
Amen.
Your destiny, my destiny, is to live forever as the children of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Oh, indeed. He's so good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're a child of God, you have to understand that you have authority. Amen?
Amen.
You have authority. It's right to be right. That word right, we should translate it as a power. Going back to 1 John 1:12. A few days ago, there's Deacon Kim over there. Kim Hyo-chung, Deacon, right? You know who he is, huh?
Yeah.
You know who he is? He's working in the houses. Visiting there and then fixing the water fountain. That's his job. Water fountain. Huh? One day he went to a house, but the owner of the house was a psychic. Do you know what's a psychic?
Yeah.
Sorcerer? Mm. Witchcraft?
Mm.
Witch?
Mm.
You know what's that? Psychic. You know what I'm saying? Korean, Korean woman psychic? You know? Budang, budang. We call it budang. Huh? You know, so in your country you all have that mudang, right? Psychic, right? Sorcerer, the witchcraft, right? The one who worships the demon. Do you understand? Now, as soon as he entered the house to fix the water fountain, the woman, the sorcerer, she began to sharpen her knife. You know, when she danced with the knife. Dance for the demon, right? So she sharpens the knife, and then she's like shudder, you know? And then she put the salt everywhere because know that she's fully aware that the man of God is here.
Amen.
The child of God is here.
Amen.
Amen. The child of God is here. So she's very frightened. In spirit, she recognizes it, and she's like, she's sharpened her knife, and she's throwing all this salt, and she's very nervous, and she's shaking, agitated. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When I heard that story, I said, you're a man of God.
Mm.
You're a child of God.
Amen.
I think it will be very fun for each of you to visit the house. Whether she's agitated or she's like, who are you? if she says this, who are you? You're nobody. Then obviously you have a problem. but when you enter the house of psychic and she's like, you're a child of God. Then obviously you're a child of God. You see, demon recognize a child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 See, there's the authority to a child of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That authority comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that was the third reason why we are saved forever. Fourth reason, Bible says we are the members of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Begin.
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
Hallelujah.
Bible says, now you are the what?
Body of Christ.
You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of
it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Each one of you is a part of the body. And
Amen.
That body is a glorious body. That body is a perfect body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That body is wonderful body.
Amen.
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 Because the body of Christ is called church.
Amen.
And the church belongs to Jesus Christ. Actually, Christ is the body. Christ is the head and Christ is the body. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, repeat after me, brothers and sisters. Christ is the head.
Christ is the head.
Christ is the body.
Christ is the body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, Christ is the, we call it in the book of Colossians, Christ is called the new man. Everybody say, the new man.
The new man.
When you say man, man has a head and the body, right? Mm. Just imagine Pastor Paul, just the head going on here. How would you feel? You would say, ghost, yeah? Just the head. Or no head, just the body walking around. What do you think? You like it? No, that's not a person. Person means head and the body together. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the new man. He's a person. He is the head of the church. And he is also the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says we became the body of Christ. We are the part of it. Amen.
Amen.
And then, next verse. Read together. Begin.
If one part suffers, every part suffers with it.
If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Amen.
Amen.
If my brother is hurt, then I am hurt. If he's in pain, I am pain. If he's glorious, then I'm glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Because we are all connected.
Amen.
We're all connected.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus Christ is the vine and we are the branches. Amen. And we have been grafted to the vine, right? Before we have been grafted to the wrong tree, the dead tree. But now we are grafted to the tree of life, which is the vine. Amen.
Amen.
But as soon as we are connected to the vine, Jesus Christ, you have to understand, we are also connected to the body of Christ, the branches. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are connected. Amen.
Amen.
Let me give you illustration now. All right? Brothers, come. Brothers, Jeremiah, your brothers, come. Let me give you an illustration. Ernest, you come to me. One more. You come, Dave. Now this is the reason why salvation cannot be canceled. Alright? Bible says we are the body of Christ. Okay? Which you are hand, arm, okay? Your arm. Your feet. Okay? And you are your ears, okay? Alright? We need more. Joseph, talk. You are nose, okay? I like your nose. Your nose, ear, leg, arm, okay? So hold hands now. You're one person. Part of the body. You're one person. Oh, yeah. One circle like this, okay? You understand? Right? You understand that, right? Okay. You are leg, right? Okay. Leg is hurting. Then what's going to happen? Leg is hurting. Huh? You are hurting now. Exactly. Leg is hurting. Just leg is in pain. Ah! So I go, ah. Then, no. Bible says if one part suffers, all other members suffer too. Show your face. Leg. This is fun now. Okay, leg is hurting. You hurt first. Why you go like that? Okay. The arms are hurting now. Arms are hurting. Nose is hurting. Then you have to, everybody hurts together. Ear is hurting. Okay, now listen. That's the idea now, right? Now guess what? If somebody say salvation can be canceled, he's a part of the body, right? Let's say his salvation got canceled and he went to hell. Now he was suffering in hell, isn't it? Is that true?
Mm.
When he goes to hell, he was suffering in hell, right?
Mm.
Now if he goes to hell and he suffers, what about this part of the body? Are they going to suffer in heaven? Are they going to suffer in heaven?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
No.
You will suffer in heaven?
No.
There's no such thing as a suffer in heaven.
No.
There's joy in heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! If salvation can be canceled, then he goes to hell, then they go to heaven. Listen, because he's a part of the body, they will suffer in heaven, and does not make sense.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting
amen.
Me? If you got what I said, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Are you getting it? Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Give the hands to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You see, salvation cannot be canceled. God is faithful.
Amen.
He will take care of His children, right? And He will take care of His members. We are His members. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Third reason. I'm sorry. Fifth reason. We are a spiritual house which God has built. 1 Peter 2:5. Are you ready?
Amen.
Read it together. Begin.
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are a spiritual house which God has built. Listen, the fifth reason why salvation cannot be canceled is because God says we are a spiritual house which God has built. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, and we are being built upon that cornerstone. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, there's a scripture, 1 Kings 6:7. Look at this verse now. 1 Kings 6:7. Are you ready?
Yes.
Amen.
Next verse. First Kings 6:7. Okay, begin.
In building the temple, only blocks
at the quarry were used, and no hammer, chisel, or
any other iron tool was heard at the temple site while it was being built.
Okay, what does this mean now? What is it? In building the temple, look at this now. Only blocks dressed at the quarry were used. No hammer. Now look at this now. Okay, the architect, engineer, prepares the bricks, but using the hammer, chisel, and iron tool, right? Before, at outside, but when it's ready, they brought to the temple. Are you getting me? Okay, this is a temple built by Solomon, King Solomon. I say it again. The Solomon chose the architect, the engineer, right? The people who are gifted in making all the stones and bricks. Now, they went outside, they measured how to build the temple. They already measured, they already prepared everything, and then they made it, everything outside, hammer it and chisel and iron it. And then when they brought to the temple, it was all ready to be just fit and was able to build in a perfect way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Huh? And that's why the Bible says, there was what? There was what?
No hammer.
No sound of hammer. Mm. No sound of chisel. Mm. At the temple. See? Mm. Two was heard. There's no sound was heard at the temple.
Mm.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Now you have to think about this now. The engineer, the architect, they made it everything outside, and when they brought into temple, it was ready to be used. They did not fail to make mistake. They already make everything complete.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, think about this now. God made you a part of the holy temple.
Mm.
And you are the bricks of the temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God says, God is making you as a perfect bricks. And when God brought you into the temple, there's no more sound. Meaning, you are perfect.
Amen.
You're a perfect stone.
Amen.
Ready to be built.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you say salvation can be canceled, then you are the brick, one of the bricks in the house. And if your bricks missing, what's going to happen to the house? It will be weak. It will be very weak house, isn't it? One piece of brick is missing here and there and there. Because the brother or sister is, the salvation has been canceled because God does not like them for some reason, or they commit a bad sin. If that is true, then all the pieces are missing, then the house will collapse eventually, isn't it?
Mm.
But I'm telling you, the house of God will never collapse.
Amen.
The house of God is strong and mighty.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The house of God is perfect and complete. And you have to understand, now we are called church here. This church, the completion of this church is the New Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 21. The New Jerusalem is the perfect house of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day you and I, we are going to be perfect tool, perfect element, perfect stones in the New Jerusalem. Mm. And guess what? First we were created as a mud, right? Isn't it mud, right? Mm. We're dust. We're nothing but about dust. But God, through Jesus Christ, God made us stone.
Amen.
You are stone now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are stone now.
Amen.
But soon, you're going to be gold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You were dust, now you're stone in Christ. Amen. And you're going to be gold.
Amen.
In the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to be gold in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because God is faithful, you are going to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like it or not, God will train you. God will form you. God will shape you.
Amen.
And your natural strength will come out.
Amen.
And you will be built as a perfect temple of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus Christ, thank you. In the Old Testament, God used man to build the temple. Right? In the Old Testament, God used man to build the temple. In the New Testament, God used himself to build the temple.
Amen.
And his name is
Jesus
Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His name is Jesus Christ, and he is the cornerstone, and he will never fail.
Amen.
You and I is going to be built as a perfect temple of God.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Praise God, our salvation cannot be canceled.
Amen.
We all are called to be overcomers.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are gold and diamonds. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we need to stand up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We need to stand up and worship the Lord because he is faithful. He has called us as a children of God. He has called us as a body of Christ. He has called us as a holy temple of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, lift your hands, church, and start saying, oh, thank you. Thank you. Worship him, because he made you children of God forever. You have authority as the children of God. Come on, church. Open your mouth and start shouting. Start thanking the Lord.